So the group Rich Davies and the Low Road, which is Aileen and Sterling, are touring around Australia at the moment and they're performing in Adelaide tonight. So guys, thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, really appreciate it.
And so what's the first song called that you've got for us?
I think we're going to warm up with Covered in Dust. Yeah, we're going to... It's one from the new album.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks.
One... Two, one, two, one. Back in the summer, we were lonesome lovers, spent our nights down by the promenade. In soft light, we'd drink a wine from the bottom of a bottle of broken hearts. Laughing, joking, way past the sunrise. At commuters as they passed us by, and blind youth, we were so in love with the idea of a lonely lying darling. We were only falling in lust. Oh darling, we were only falling. I've fallen for my one and only reason to live. Darling, I got nothing more to give. You wore my coat, my soul, my lust. But now my love for you. My love for you is covered in dust. Now in the winter we are cold and heavy, frozen by the weight of our world. I think of those nights before the tide came in. Before reality, we were. I awake dreaming of a springtime, a nervous hope that it one day comes. We still drink wine to keep us blind to the sight of our lonely lying darling. We were only falling in. Oh, darling, we were only falling and falling for my one and only reason to live. But darling, I got nothing more to give. You are my cold, my soul, my lust. But now my love for you is covered in dust. My love for you is covered in dust. It's covered in.
That's Rich Davies and the Low Road live in the studio with me now. So how has the tour gone so far?
It's been really good, thank you. Yeah, we've been on the road now since last October pretty solidly. Yeah, it's been an absolute blast. And we have actually got, after this weekend, it's the end of the sort of headline leg of the tour. We're actually going to have 6 weeks off.
And
you can hear the relief in his voice.
After 6 weeks, though, we were back on a plane and playing the Semaphore Festival. So we'll be back in South Australia. But for those 6 weeks, I've actually got washing that I've got to do. That I've just been going to Kmart and buying jocks each time we get back from a flight back to Melbourne for 3 days, and then back on the road again. Yeah, the house is pretty dusty.
So. I guess a lot of groceries to buy after that.
Exactly,
time.
I put on weight as well over this last however many months. So it'd be good to actually cook our own meals. By the time those 6 weeks are up, we're going to be itching to get back out on the road. The gig's tonight, the gig, the Grace Emily. One, it's one of my favourite venues in the country. And two, there's a poignancy to the feeling of the night for the band, because it is we made the record, we wanted to do it a dignity by promoting it and getting out there and playing it. And maybe gonna watch some Netflix and
it all started off about almost a year ago now. Like, we did a crowdfunding campaign for the album, and then we went on tour and supported Mick Thomas for his national tour towards the end of last year. So we came over and played The Grace as a duo at that point, supporting Mick. And that was a hoot, that show. That was a lot of fun. And then we've just kind of been doing big road trips and traveling up through, like, along the East Coast. And
Perth last week.
Went and did Perth last week, and a few Melbourne shows in between. So it's been a really, really busy year.
When we go to the major cities, we will surround it with regional shows as well. So they've been really, really good fun. Like, last night we were in a place that actually, I believe it's an outer suburb. It's
Macclesfield.
Sorry, that was a bit Three Spinal Arms. Tap of me, not knowing where it was. It was beautiful night. This little place called Three Brothers Arms, and they really get behind their live music up there. And we just had a damn good time. Yeah,
and maybe a bit too good of a time.
Yeah, thanks for my croaky voice this morning. Yeah, maybe I've relaxed myself a little bit ahead of the break,
And with all that traveling, it must be nice to see so much of Australia in that
It's
time.
Been amazing. I'm not from Australia originally. I've been here 16 years in Melbourne, but certainly great excuse to get to see more of the land. And even you guys got to see stuff that you've not seen before.
I think that it's a real privilege when you're getting to kind of tour around and see all the different places in Australia. Like, you start to begin to feel like, I think for me anyway, I've kind of constantly been touring around and going and meeting people from each different state different city, and you kind of start to get a sense of what the community is like as a whole. Going to Perth last week, and you're like, well, you know, this is Australia as well, but it feels like we're in another country as well. It's a real privilege to kind of get that experience and then get to see more of the countryside as well.
I think one of the other things that blew my mind about it is that towards the end of the tour, it was clear that the record had reached further than us at that point. So, like, we were rocking up to the gigs, and I mean, this is a first for me where I've not been converting the audience just one-on-one, hello, my name's Rich kind of thing, but actually they had the record and they'd been listening to it, and someone were starting songs and they're cheering because they recognise it and all this kind of stuff, and you're like, that was, a real first. So, like, that's the progression of the year, and, you know, that's certainly, that's a icebreaker in itself. And then, you know, people will come up and they might have, you know, the stories and the songs may have resonated with them, and they're telling you their stories, you know, they're going, oh yeah, that was like my grandparents, they blah blah blah, you know, and or whatever stories. There was one woman, she was going to email us with all her stories that she she had. She's like, oh, that's, you write about stories, I'll say I've got like heaps of stories, you know. And and I was like, send them through, you know. And But I've got another album to write.
Story to song conversions.
Yeah, that's it. But you know that I mean that's it. Like you know, I think you know you're traveling around, but then because you're on stage or you're putting something out there, people feel kind of comfortable to come and tell you about them. And you know, as a sort of story, you know, human person, good on me. And I really appreciate that. Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. And Sterling, how long have you been with the group?
About a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we had a very awkward teenage phone conversation, which and I
was beautiful.
I was kind of like, oh, I really like your music. Oh, yeah. I like your music too. Do you want to?
You're kind of cute.
Do you want to like hang out and do music?
We could hold hands sometime.
It was beautiful, and so yeah, we never looked back. Actually,
yeah, we put a ring on them.
You know? Yeah. my wife has been very understanding.
Yes, Sterling's a big part of the band. He's if we're going to take the band somewhere, really, it's like Rich and I, and then we're like, we have to have Sterling there. Yeah. He's a big part of the sound and the atmosphere of the band.
Yeah, and with the violin, it must be nice to play with this kind of music.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm a big folk head of old, and yeah, it's great. And the fact that they're awesome as well is certainly helpful.
You're awesome too, you know.
Stop it.
We'll get you a trumpet soon.
We travel around with we've got she's actually at the airport right now, getting off the flight to meet us for tonight. She couldn't
our accordion
player. She couldn't context. She couldn't make the gig last night, but yeah, she'll be with us tonight. And we've got a double bass player as well, and
who's an Adelaide boy.
Craig Kelly, if you know him. And but yeah, Kat Ogilvy, yeah, she does the accordion and the Bunnings made lagophone on the upbeat songs, you know. Do you know what a lagophone is? You
no, look at me, I don't a little think black. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a broomstick with bottle tops, on it, basically. Yeah.
It's the heart of our band. So you just bash it on the ground.
Made famous by the Bushwhackers.
Yeah. And he lives around the corner from us, the guy from the Bushwhackers. So he gave us tips on how to make it. So we feel like we're doing all right, you know.
And so what's this second song called that you got?
Actually, great segue. The Bushwhackers actually covered this song recently, which has been great. Opened us up to a whole bunch of new folks. But this is called Dirt Under My Nails, and it's kind of like our hit or something, you know. Shall we?
All right.
Let's just see how my morning voice goes. 1, 2, 3, 4. The days are long like I never knew. The years passed so quick and the kids they grew. And I know I'm old and my mind is slow, but I paid all my dues those years ago. And we did the very best that we could, and we worked every day hard and good. And we said our prayers and we paid our debts. And I sit right here with a few regrets. With the dirt under my nails I built, with the dirt under my nails I built a home for my family. With the dirt under my nails, and we came down under at the world. My son till he was 4 years old, and I swore I'd never let him go hungry or cold. Back then I carried concrete on my back, and I swore that I was gonna make my mark. And we saved every penny and we bought a home.
With a 10-year work ethic, I paid off all alone. And in only 9 years, I proved my worth. A homeowner on the other side of the earth. That I built with the dirt under my nails. I built with the dirt under my nails. I built a home for my family with the dirt under my nails. With the dirt under my nails. I built with the dirt under my nails. I built a home for my family with the dirt under my nails. Take it away. Grandkids, they fill me with pride. My son and my daughters turned out alright. They take me out for a walk when the weather's fair. But I spend most of my day sitting in my chair. And I tell them tales of a world long past. The years just seem to go by so fast. And I tell them of the sacrifice. I tell them of a wonderful life that I built with the dirt under my nails. I built with the dirt under my nails. I built a home for my family with the dirt under my nails. With the dirt under my nails, I built with the dirt under my nails. I built a home for my family with the dirt under my nails. I built a home for my family with the dirt under my nails.
That's Rich Davies and The Low Road in the studio with me now. So are you able to tell us about the new album and where did the idea all come from?
Well, the record, I released a record called Rich Davies and the Devil's Union back in 2012. And I was really keen to follow that up quickly. And I failed to do that. Mm-hmm. And so it took a couple of years to get it all together. And mainly because we were touring, or I was trying to tour with a 7-piece rock and roll backing band. And the cities are just so far apart in this country, and it costs a hell of a lot of money to do that. And so I found myself getting booked and traveling as a solo acoustic guy representing that album, and found myself picking up a bit of a fan base for that thing, whereas the record was a little bit more epic, shall we say. And I felt like it was something I really wanted to do, to make a record that reflected how it was going. And then Aileen came on board, and there was a great chemistry there that we took that next step with the songs. And then and then Sterling came on board, and so the record, yeah, I guess it's a little bit of a concept album. Where it's called Ghosts, of course, and I think every song has got some kind of, you know, metaphor for some kind of, like, you know, ghost, or whether it's being looking back or something even more, a little bit more literal, you know. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way it all flows. There was a whole bunch of stuff that I love that never got on, but the theme of the record, it kind of sort of, there was an arc that kind of went through. And so yeah, we'll be working on the next one soon as well. So,
oh, great! Yeah. And that'll be another tour as well.
I guess so. Yeah.
Probably.
We love it.
We've got a very busy year coming up next year.
I've got the festivals.
A couple of festivals, and then I play in Mick Thomas's band as well, and we'll be touring and recording with him. So so maybe towards the end of next year, who knows?
Yeah, just see.
We'll see what happens. We might go back to Scotland in the meantime.
Maybe, yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's it. Like, we've been every little minute of our day has been planned. So I'm looking forward to allow my inner artist to just, you know, get bored or something. You know, like, let my thoughts wander.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And are you able to remind us the details of the gig tonight?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've got somebody that has a functioning brain beside me, Aileen O'Hanlon.
Yeah, we're playing the Grace Emily tonight. And I think the doors are open at 8 o'clock. Yeah. And it's free.
Emily Davis is supporting.
We've got, Emily Davis, local Adelaide singer-songwriter, who's amazing. So she'll be on around 8:30, I believe. And then we've got...
Rachel and Ben.
Yeah, Rachel and Ben.
Good friends of ours.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Oh, yeah. Well, Rachel used to play in Buffalo Boyfriend.
Yeah, So Rachel Benke from Buffalo Boyfriend and Ben Timmis.
Yeah, and used to be in the Vaudeville Smash.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we'll be on around 10:30-ish, I believe, tonight. Mm. So, yeah, it should be a great night. It's one of our favourite pubs.
Ever. Send it home, end of the tour. Yeah.
They do a lot for live music.
They do, amazing. Great supporters of live music and, great people. So it should be a really good night tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope to see a bunch of people there.
Yeah, well, guys, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Tara.
It's been great having you.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, cheers.